This is 89.3 WRKF. I'm Ashley Westerman. The latest American Community Survey from the U.S. Census Bureau was released on Thursday, and stats reveal the percentage of individuals in Louisiana living in poverty rose from 18.7% to 20.1% between 2010 and 2011. I spoke with LSU economist Jim Richardson to try and make sense of the numbers. Is that a significant change?
No, it doesn't. It's not shocking. I would expect that number to go up a little bit, down a little bit. It's going to move around because the world's not static. But obviously, if you're one of the people falling into that category now, yes, for you it is significant. I think relative to the U.S. average, that's high. It's very high. And we want to be much lower. But that's not the issue in terms of the change. We've been above the national average for a long time. That is the issue to be concerned about.
And, you know, even though there hasn't been a dramatic change over the last year, 20% is still one in five. Do policymakers have a role in addressing that issue?
Well, let's look at it from the perspective of at the national level. In the 1960s, the federal government declared that they were going to do something about poverty. And they then said, okay, what can we do about it? And what they have discovered is it's very easy to talk about, it's very hard to solve. For example, here in our state, we go up to the Delta area, which is incredibly poor. And it's been poor forever. And there have been discussions about how to fix it and how to fix it, but that's all. We've never fixed it. And I think this is true for a lot of the other issues within trying to help poverty. We talked about how we do it, but we have not really found that magic wand that says, okay, we'll take care of poverty.
Okay.
I think the other element we need to think about is when you define that poverty line that you're talking about, the 20%, you have to appreciate that does not include most public assistance payments. So if a family does get food stamps because they are poor, that may lift them above that poverty line, but yet they still are counted below it because you're not looking at the public assistance programs they may get. They're there to provide a little bit of relief to people who are having a bad time. And in that sense, they serve that purpose. Food stamps will not cure poverty in terms of helping people get out of it by themselves. Food stamps can only allow people a chance to have a little more spending power than they otherwise would have.
In 2014, as you may know, Louisiana will have the opportunity to extend Medicaid coverage to low-income adults as part of the federal health care reform. But Governor Bobby Jindal has made it very clear he doesn't want to do that. How do the policies of a anti-big government governor like Jindal affect those living in poverty?
Well, I think you have to then discuss the overall policy. And it's just not this one program necessarily that one could talk about if it's a good idea or a bad idea to reject the federal program. And indeed, we could change our minds on that as well. I think that then the issue is, do we have any programs in place? Do we have any particular policies in place that will assist people in getting out or getting up above that poverty level? That becomes a real issue. And if we don't want to have assistance programs to kind of help them alleviate or mitigate the poverty, how do we help them get out of it in terms of becoming a more productive and more contributing member of society? I think that becomes a question. And right now, I'm not sure there is a program that we have. Besides our educational programs, obviously they have not worked entirely, how do we get people out of poverty? And I don't think we have found the magic wand on that at all.
That was LSU economist Jim Richardson speaking with me about the new poverty numbers for Louisiana recently released by the Census Bureau.